Hey there, neighbor. Yeah, that's me. Is the music too loud, or? Okay, cool. So, what's up? No, I am here for something. It's just like, I haven't hyped myself up yet, you know, I gotta really get there, you know what I mean? Nope, nothing like that. What, you think, like, I'm a nefarious teenager or something? Like, okay, yeah, I am throwing a party, but it's for Halloween, you know? You gotta get into the spirit. Yeah, I didn't invite you because, you're not in my school. Yeah, I put advertisements for it on, like, the poster boards and stuff in the hallway. Sorry, I should have known, you know? Yeah. Do you mind if I come in? No, it's just, you know. It's kind of chilly out, and I'm wearing this, and I'm freezing. Okay, thanks. No, I promise, I'm not here, like, prank you or anything. Who do you think I am? Out of all the people in this neighborhood, I would prank you, the one person I know? Nah. If I was gonna prank somebody, it'd be William. Yeah. The old guy. Well, hey, before you jump to conclusions here, okay, he has been so rude to me, and, like, what's a little prank gonna do, you know? It would not. It would not. You know, I feel like you're being discriminatory to William, my homeboy. You're just saying that because he's old. Yes, you are. Uh-huh. Okay. So, nice place you got here. Yeah, no, I was just saying that to start conversation. It's insanely bland in here. I mean, you gotta start somewhere, I guess. I'm not judging. I mean, you got a couch, and a TV. That's something. That's something. Yeah, but, sorry if the party's too loud. Like, I can hear it from here. And... okay. I'm just, checking. Don't want you calling the cops on me. Because whenever people do that, it's like a scatter fest. Nobody wants to be arrested. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just gonna go straight to the point. You had suspicions that I was here on a prank endeavor. Which, I stand by, is still not true. But I am here because of a dare. No. Nothing crazy. I'm not gonna steal your couch or anything, you know? I would never. But it is kind of personal to me, so that's why it's taking a little while to, like, build this up. But then I realize that, like, I'm just delaying the inevitable. I'm just gonna shake out the nerves. What? I see the judgment. I'm just trying to, you know, hype myself up here. So, you know, we've been neighbors for a little bit. And, you know, I've seen you, I've talked to you, we've hung out a little bit. And let's just say I maybe just a little bit have a little crush on you. Yep. And I'm not joking or whatever. It wasn't a dare to like proclaim feelings for anyone. It was to tell like the person I like that I like them. Yeah. My friends all knew it was you, so they were like, go tell. I'm like, I don't want to. Riveting stuff, I know. But, yeah, I just came here to tell you that. And I don't know if you have anything to say or... I don't know, like... Couldn't tell you, maybe the beginning of the semester, maybe. Yeah, like September. You know, maybe like August. Like mid-August. I feel like I've known longer than September. But yeah, I like you. I think you're very sweet. And very, oh my god, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous. I'm sorry. I think you're very sweet. And, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror, I'm sure. That's one of my biggest factors, you know, you look like that. So... I've had a few. Why does it have anything to do with this? Listen, I'm in my full consciousness right now, okay? I had a few, but I'm still a party host. I gotta be alert. Okay. Whatever, dude. Do you have anything to say about my proclamation? Dang, you know, I thought you'd say something. Okay, well, then I'll just be going. You know, I'll get out of your hair. We'll go host my party. I'll see you around, okay? What? What? Oh my, you suck, dude. You know what? I should just take everything I just said back. I would never pull your leg like that. I didn't when I came in here. I was being honest and truthful. Okay? But I was still being honest and truthful, like, just because I didn't say it. Whatever, dude. Lying by omission? This isn't court? Uh-huh. If this was your court, you'd be a terrible judge. I'm just saying. So, what do you have to say then? Like, I'm beautiful and sexy and you love me or what? Maybe. You maybe have feelings for me. Okay. I see. You want me to fight for you. Like a knight in shining armor. I can meet your knight in shining armor, I'm just saying. I put in the work. Yep. If you don't believe me, then what's today? I have an idea. Yeah, that's my I have an idea sound. Okay, stop being so judgmental. Shut up. Oh my god. I take back you being sweet. You're so mean. You're being mean about the way I say things now. That's being mean. Okay. I have an idea. Okay. If you really want to find out your feelings for me, because I know you're gonna love me because of all the things I said before, obviously. But I think since it's spooky season and whatnot, we could go on a very romantic date. To the haunted house. Sorry, I'm trying to think of the street. What's the street? You're so right. And they're smart. Wow. Insanely smart and mean to me and sweet at the same time. But yeah, we go to the haunted house and then we can get like food afterwards, and maybe after we could like make Halloween cookies and watch like scary movies and whatnot. I mean, of course, like only if you're okay with it. I mean, if you want me to court you like the knight I am in shining armor, that's what I'm gonna show up as at your door. I'm gonna be dressed in knight's armor and I'm gonna take you out, and you have to dress as a princess no matter what. Nah, I'm playing with you, but but I think we should have a spooky little date, and then you can like at the end of the date you can tell me if I passed or not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like past fighting for your love, because at the end of that, I'm gonna deserve it. So, this weekend? Do you have any plans? No, so you're completely free this weekend. Okay. So I'll pick you up on Saturday. And by pick you up, I mean walk over to your house, because, you know, I'm 10 feet away. But, like, the gesture is still there. And I'll pick you up, whatever, and then we can go. And you know what? I'm gonna keep everything a little bit of a surprise. You know, you have a general idea to know that I'm not kidnapping you and trying to murder you or anything. But, you know, I keep it a little spicy. Yeah, I'm really trying to appear confident here. Like suave and stuff. So, I don't, if you don't... Shut up, dude. You are so mean. Whatever, okay? I'll come pick you up and we'll go, okay? Yeah, whatever. I was just trying to be grandiose about it. But you ruined it. Yeah, I stutter when I'm nervous, okay? Thank you so much for pointing that out. Yeah, okay. Like, 6. I'll pick you up at 6. be ready. Okay. I'm just gonna slide out the door now. You know, future love of your life and whatever. I'm just gonna squeeze out the door. Text me if the music's too loud, okay? Awesome sauce. Yeah, no, I'm just embarrassing myself. Okay, bye. I gotta go tell my friends. Yeah, I gotta go tell them. I gotta go. Bye, future love of my life.